You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. It is great to be back. Yes, I loved my time off. Love getting away, but I love getting back to you. And I miss you. I spend every Monday through Friday, I spend every afternoon with you guys. And I do miss you when I'm not here. So anyway, it's great to be back. A lot to talk about. A lot happened while I was gone. And I want to share a few thoughts on vacation. And, you know, vacation really hit me this year. And I'll tell you why. It's because politics is so ugly. It's so hateful. It has evolved from, you know, competition. It's evolved from healthy competition into just hate mongering and pushing views on others. And again, there's a lot to talk about, but I want to share some of this with you. I wrote a blog about it, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But if you have gone on vacation, I hope you took time to if you're politically oriented, if you're a political junkie, and I admit I'm a political junkie, but you know, I get tired of talking about the same kind of stuff every day, and it's different every day, but it's the same, and it's still founded in hate mongering on both sides. And you know, getting a break from that was really great. The only time I ever thought about politics was I realized that last weekend I was in the Gulf of Mexico, and this past week I was in the Atlantic. And I posted a picture on Substack, Scoot on the Air Substack, and also Scoot on the Air Facebook, and maybe Instagram, I'm not sure. But I posted pictures on social media, just a picture of me with a beach towel around my neck with the Atlantic Ocean in the background. I said, you know, do I look like a guy who's suffering from TDS? You know, a lot of people think that I'm because I point out things about the president, I talk about things that are in the news, that I'm somehow suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. Man, I'm not suffering at all. And I don't care what you people think. You can think what you want. But I got to tell you, man, my life is great. I have a great life, and I love my life. Of course, everybody wants their life to be better, but I'm not doing any suffering at all. And I have often said that the people who think that I'm suffering from TDS, they're suffering from a new form of TDS, Trump delusional syndrome, because they're delusional about the sitting president of the United States. But as I come back into this, and as I was preparing for the show today, it's like, man, I don't even want to get into this stuff. It's just really ugly. And then you got what's going on with the Democrats in Texas leaving the state, and the Texas governor threatening things that he might not be able to follow through on. And the government's broke, but there's going to be this new $200 million ballroom in the White House. I mean, at what point do you really cut back? And then there's all these people who have taken early retirement, and they're still being paid. So how much money is the government really saving? So there's just, I mean, there's so much going on. It's hard to keep up with it on any given day. And this past week, it was just so nice to break away from that. And I took that one moment to post that picture. And then I got some criticism from some saying, yeah, well, look at you. You're even thinking about Trump on vacation. Look, if I take one moment to think about the president of the United States and to think about how great my life is, that I'm in the Gulf of Mexico 1 week, the very next week I'm in the Atlantic Ocean, that ain't bad. It's not a bad life. So I don't look like a person who is suffering, and I'm not. But believe me, I stayed away from the news, stayed away from television, stayed away from, you know, radio that had anything to do with politics. And I'm very refreshed and I feel great. But I just don't even want to get back into the BS. I don't want to get back into the hate mongering. There are a few things politically oriented that we're going to talk about. But I'm not going to get deep into it today. I'm just not. And where does it go from here? I don't know. You know, there have been times I've said, you know, I'm going to focus less on the president of the United States and I'm going to focus on other things. And then there's so much that goes on with the president and there are threats to our democracy that I just get drawn right back into it. But I, you know, I'm not going to make any predictions about, you know, where it's going to go from here. But I'm really reluctant to even want to get deeply into politics anymore on this show. And maybe this show should be a great break from politics for many of you, because God knows there's a lot more things that I can talk about. As much of a political nerd as I am, there are a lot more things that we can talk about. And, you know, the Scoot image in this whole region was not built on me talking about politics. It was built on other stuff. And speaking of that, rock legend Stevie Nicks, who's 77 years old, had to cancel some tour dates because she re-injured her shoulder and she can't perform. The article that is in Parade, it says Stevie Nicks, I'm quoting here, Stevie Nicks, 77, is the undisputed queen of rock and roll for her supernaturally good songwriting and singing abilities. But when it comes to physical injury, she is, it turns out, only human. I mean, do you agree with that? I like Stevie Nicks, but I don't think she's the undisputed queen of rock and roll. She's up there, but I don't think she's the queen of rock and roll. Do you? We're going to talk about that on the show this afternoon. Also, I have a list of the top 10 best sitcom ensembles of all time. In other words, the sitcoms that had the best collection of stars, the best cast. Because sitcoms, you know, if a sitcom is really good, it involves cast members. It involves the relationship of the cast members. This comes from Collider.com, and I disagree with this. I disagree with the list of top 10. Best sitcom casts of all time. And I wonder if you're going to agree with it. We're going to talk about this in the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll be featuring some of the themes from some of the sitcoms that we talk about. But just start thinking about it, and we'll talk about it in the 3 o'clock hour. But think about some of the sitcoms that really had the best cast, because it takes a great cast to have a great sitcom. And I disagree with this list. I really disagree with number one. In fact, This article that I read said basically that nobody can disagree with what they have listed as number one. Well, I beg to differ, because I disagree with what is number one. So we'll talk about that. You know, there was a great cast on WKRP in Cincinnati. It included Lonnie Anderson, who played Jennifer, the admin receptionist who seemed to make more money than anybody else at the radio station. She has passed away. She died in a hospital in Los Angeles. She had a prolonged illness. Not a lot of details were given about that. And a lot of people are heartbroken about that. WKRP in Cincinnati was a sitcom about a radio station. And there were some obvious things, like there were only two disc jockeys. There was Dr. Johnny Fever, and then there was Venus Flytrap. How did they run a 24-hour station with two DJs? I don't know. It's kind of like the Brady Bunch. I mean, how did all those kids and the parents, how did they live in a house that only had one damn bathroom? Anyway, WKRP in Cincinnati aired from 1978 to 1982, and it was about this failing rock station in Cincinnati, Ohio, that was trying to make a comeback. And so a lot of people have asked the question, Ginger or Mary Ann? We're going to do a text off a little bit later. Jennifer or Bailey? Bailey was the promotions director at WKRP in Cincinnati, played by Jan Smithers. And I think we'll talk a little bit about that later this afternoon. Also, I am excited. The Saints are gearing up. They had a scrimmage the other day, 2.5 hours, over 120 plays run. And Kellen Moore, the coach, said, you know, I wanted to see what would happen because the players did not know, the quarterbacks in particular, did not know what plays were coming in, and they had to run the plays as they were just called in. It was like a real game situation. And they're getting ready for their first preseason game. It's Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and the Saints take on the San Diego Chargers. So, you know, the season's here. I mean, this is the week leading up to the first preseason game, and I know it's just a preseason game. But as a Saints fan, I'm really charged up over this battle over quarterback. You know, we're either going to have, well, first of all, we're going to have a young quarterback. We're going to either have a young quarterback with very little experience, or we're going to have a rookie who is starting for the Saints. It's going to be Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. And we'll talk about this a little bit this afternoon, too. From what you have seen, from what you have heard in the news, and we're making our opinions based on what we're hearing others talk about, Bobby and others on Sports Talk, and then things that you read in the media, which quarterback do you think is going to end up being the starting quarterback? It seems like it's too early to tell. It seems like the Saints wanted to be Tyler Shuck because they made him a big draft pick. But I really hope they let the best one win the job. I hope that it's not, well, we're putting a lot into this guy, so he needs to start. You know, that's the mentality that I hate. And I just hated the relationship between Derek Carr and that other coach that we used to have, Dennis Allen. I hated that relationship because it seemed like it was built on a guarantee. As long as I'm coach, you're going to be the starting quarterback. I say BS. I say the best person gets the job. I don't care how much money you have invested in a quarterback. I don't care what the deal is in terms of your relationship with the quarterback. The best person gets the job, period. And while Derek Allen may have been the best quarterback for that position, at the time, I didn't like the idea that it seemed like it was guaranteed to him. And I don't care how much money the Saints pay somebody. If there's somebody who can do a better job, let them play in any position. But I'm really excited about this battle between Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler. I mean, it's going to be exciting to watch this. I really can't wait for this preseason game Sunday afternoon. And I know a lot of you are really charged up about this. Also, LSU kicks off practicing this week. So does Tulane. And Garrett Nussmeier is being talked about as a Heisman Trophy candidate. Now, one thing that I think he's going to have to do is run the ball, because it seems like he was mostly just a passer, and I think he needs to do a little better with at least a good threat of running the ball. So look, this is all the stuff we're going to talk about this afternoon. There are a couple of little political-oriented things that we're going to talk about, but I don't want to get deep into politics. I mean, I just got back. I am so refreshed. I don't want to get into that ugly, ugly, hate-ridden dogfight that is politics today. And you know, one thing that I did learn is, and this is a sad thing, there are so many Americans who define themselves only by their politics. It's not that they're a father or a mother or a daughter or a son or a good employee or a good boss. They don't define themselves by those things. They don't define themselves by their integrity. They define themselves by their politics. And I personally think that's kind of sad. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio, and very, very much thanks for doing all you and Coleman did while I was gone. Thank you very much for that, and good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. I was a little bit worried you weren't going to say it. I was going to have to say thank you, thank you to you too as well. But we snuck it in there at the end. So thank
you. Oh, yeah. No, thank you very, very, very much. Coleman told me just before, while he's leaving the studio, he said, I can't believe you didn't come back with a tan. You know, because I was
on, what happened? You were on the beach.
Hey, look, I'm a really white guy. I mean, I'm very white. Oh, so I use sunblock.
Yeah.
What sunblock works.
What SPF do you use?
I don't know. I think the one that I'm using is about 50.
Yeah, 50 is what I use. I think that's good. You can still get a little color with a 50, but you're not going to burn.
I think my arms got a little color, but, I didn't. I tried to wear a cap and tried to stay out of the sun. You know, we had the conversation before I went to the Gulf of Mexico and Pensacola, a week and a half ago. Somebody had called up and said the water in the Gulf is really cold. And then I came back and said, no, the water in the Gulf is very warm.
Yeah.
The water in the Atlantic is very warm.
Ooh,
I mean,
that.
It was very, very, and this was in, this is in northern Florida, off of St. Augustine. And the water was very warm and comfortable, and it was just, it was awesome. And I love the occasional passing of somebody in a thong. You know, it's like a moon on the beach, just passing by. Saw a lot of that, especially down in Daytona. I made a stop in Daytona. Yeah, I kind of enjoyed not having real plans and just kind of went out there and just didn't know where I was going to go next. My main mission was to go visit my uncle. My uncle is 92 years old, and for 92, he looks great, and he's doing fine. Obviously, there's some things that affect him or anybody who's 92 years old, but it was so great to visit with him, and then had a chance to explore St. Augustine. I got to tell you that the gift that I brought back for you and Coleman and Diane Newman was a bottle. It looked like a bottle of wine.
Okay.
But it was a fifth of the water from the Fountain of Youth, Ponce de Leon's Fountain of Youth. And this water is believed to have, special magical abilities to keep you young.
Yeah, I've had it.
It doesn't taste great.
No, it tastes like matches.
Yeah.
I thought it like if you broke off match tips and left them soaking in a bottle of water for a month, that's what the water tastes like from the Fountain of Youth. It's bad. It's bad water.
Well, that's not a surprise because sulfur is very, very present in the water. But also, I think it gets its image of being the Fountain of Youth because there are 30 different minerals in the water. And so, if you're consuming all of those minerals, then, maybe you're going to be younger than somebody else. But I understand, and at my uncle's house, which is on the beach, the water smelled and tasted the same as at the Fountain of Youth. There's an aquifer, in the limestone area underneath Florida. And so for that whole, it even goes up into Georgia, I believe. That whole most of Florida is covered with this, so you can get that water out of the tap anywhere. It's not just the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, I don't know that the Spanish explorers this water has 30 minerals in it. This will make you younger. I think they were like, we've been looking for the Fountain of Youth for 100, 200 years, and we have, yes, this is the Fountain of Youth. Let the king know we have discovered the Fountain of Youth. It is in St. Augustine, Florida, a town that we have just made up.
Well, they had to come up with something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, apparently there were peacocks there. I don't know of any records of them eating peacocks, but apparently peacocks were very indigenous to that area, and they're roaming around the grounds of the Fountain of Youth. But St. Augustine is just a really quaint, very, very old city. It's not as old as New Orleans. Well, no, wait a minute. It might be a little older than New Orleans. 1513, established in 1513. I think we came along a little bit after that, but it's believed to be the oldest establishment. In fact, Ponce de Leon landed in 1513. The Pilgrims didn't land until 1620? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was about 100 years difference. So, really quaint place. Love St. George Street and the downtown area. It was a lot of fun. So we've got some things to talk about. Then decided, what the hell, I'm going to Disney World. Went to Disney for one day, but I did a lot. All right, you want to get to a break? We'll do a couple of texts when we get back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And again, special thanks to Ian and Coleman and everybody who was taking care of the show while I was gone. But it's really, really great to be back. So, look, I hope you understand how important vacation is. So we're going to talk a little bit about this when we come back. I don't know whether you've gone or you're still going, but whenever you go on vacation, I mean, it's important to not only go see some other place, but what it does to you mentally is really, really important. And I hope you take advantage of vacation. We'll talk more about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad to be back with you on WWE.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You will. Hey, you know, when you go on vacation, I really hope you take time to just have a mental vacation as well. And I know sometimes with kids that can be kind of difficult. You know, my first goal when I took time off last week was to visit my uncle, who I hadn't seen in 2 years. He's 92 years old. He's doing really well, except for some of the obvious things that you deal with when you get to be 92 years old. But visiting my uncle meant a long drive to the eastern end of the beginning of I-10 in Jacksonville. Then you turn a little bit south and you go to St. Augustine, Florida. I really love being in my car, so I enjoyed the drive. And that included 2 gas, bathroom, and snack stops at 2 different Buc-ee's along the way, the one in Mississippi and the one in Alabama. And the best part about going to Buc-ee's is people watching. You know, the patrons at Buc-ee's range from those who drive in a Jag or those who drive up with 4 kids in a 4-door vehicle with the windows rolled down, possibly indicating the AC's not working in 90-plus degree temperatures. So a wide range of people there. Inside the monstrosity of a store, The AC is blowing. It's really frigid cold in there. And everyone who works at Bucky's seems to be having the best day of their damn lives. They are in such a good mood. I can imagine how difficult it is for parents to navigate through this wonderland of merchandise, constantly telling their kids, no, you can't get that, because there's a lot of stuff to attract the attention of kids and adults. But let's be honest. Bucky serves fast food, but it's good fast food. And it would be easy to put on a few pounds just surveying the sweet treats. And the gas at Bucky's makes it worth planning your trip to where you need to get gas when you're going by the Beaver Spot. So on my way back, I filled up in Florida, and it was $3.79 a gallon for the premium that I use. I have a turbo engine in my car, so I use the premium. This was somewhere in Florida. I needed gas again when I got to Bucky's in Alabama. So $3.79 in Florida. It was $2.99 for the same premium at Bucky's. So I'm telling you, if you're traveling by Bucky's, kind of plan it so you need to get gas at Bucky's, because it's a lot cheaper there. So St. Augustine, Florida, where my uncle lives on the beach, is promoted as the oldest city in America. It is a quaint treasure along the Florida East Coast. So much of this small city is historically authentic. Parts of St. Augustine remind you of New Orleans. And there are countless oak trees with moss dripping from their branches. St. George Street in downtown St. Augustine is a unique pedestrian walkway with restaurants and bars and a few indigenous shops that are indigenous to the culture, like cigar shops. But they also have the cheesy t-shirt shops as well. The area is built around Ponce de Leon's landing spot, and his discovery of the Fountain of Youth provides a wealth of history about one of the oldest settlements in America. Ponce de Leon landed in America in 1513, and the Pilgrims didn't land in America further north until 1620. The Fountain of Youth exhibit allows you to drink from the Fountain of Youth. And again, it doesn't taste that great, but a lot of people believe that it's the Fountain of Youth. There are, as I said just a moment ago, there are 30 different minerals, and sulfur is really prominent there. So, you know, it doesn't taste the greatest. It doesn't smell the best. It doesn't smell like really great water, but it's got 30 minerals in it. So it apparently is good for you. Maybe that's where the legend comes from. You also get to attend different demonstrations, like there's a blacksmith, and they show how the blacksmith made everything from forks to the nails used to build housing and buildings, to the crossbow, which was used to defend the land that Ponce de Leon had just discovered. What about the Native Americans? That's a whole different story. You know, I loved that my trip was ad-libbed. It really wasn't planned out. I just took off to go see my uncle for a couple of days, and after that, I didn't know what I was going to do. So I decided to go south. I made a random stop in Daytona Beach, which was really cool. A lot of thong bikinis on the beach. Then at the last minute, I decided, you know, look, I'm this close to Disney. I'm not going to pass it up. I know it's hot AF, and kids are going to be everywhere, but I did it anyway. I went to Disney. And yeah, there were kids and strollers all over the parks, and I couldn't help but wonder why there are no adult strollers, you know, where we take turns pushing each other. I mean, why is that not acceptable? An adult stroller. You know, you get an adult stroller, and hey, it's my turn, so, you know, you push me around, then I'll push you around. Come on, we need a break, too. Well, with only one day planned at Disney, I managed to go to the Hollywood Studios, the Magic Kingdom, back to the Hollywood Studios, then Epcot, and then back to the Magic Kingdom, all in one day. I saw the fireworks at Epcot at 9 and the Magic Kingdom at 10. And then driving out, I decided, well, I'm just going to stop at Disney Springs, which is an area on the Disney property covered with cool Disney shops and restaurants and bars and a few rides. Disney Springs is free. And they even have a Cirque du Soleil there, where it stays there all the time, Cirque du Soleil. They're still managed from Canada, but they have this permanent location at Disney Springs. And again, it's free, but since you don't leave there without spending money, is it really free? But going to all these parks in one day and walking around, I enjoyed the ambiance of Disney World. I did the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and Terror is an apt way to describe the ride. It's really kind of crazy. I also went on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which I posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, a part of that. The ride is based on the Disney movie The Princess and the Frog and was built on the old Splash Mountain site. It was about a 30-minute wait in kind of intense heat, but it was worth it. The animatronics and all of that, it just was incredible. And the fact that you're kind of floating on water on this ride made it seem very refreshing. And then the big splash at the end where almost everybody gets a bit of a splash of water. You know, I didn't get to Space Mountain. I didn't get to a lot of things that I usually do at Disney. But it occurred to me that Disney World is just magical. The meticulous grounds that are always so pristine, the attention to every detail, the congenial attitude of the employees known as cast members, and the overall landscape of Disney imagery all make Disney World and Disneyland, I've been there too, very special places. For families, Disney World can be a nightmare with kids wanting to do everything and, you know, not wanting to leave the mandatory visit through the gift shop that is at the end of every ride. I'm sure parents have a tough time getting the kids through there without buying something at every gift shop. But especially in this divided America in which we live, Disney World is an escape from the reality of politics, and it certainly was for me. And that was a great reward for me. We get so deeply invested in representing our side in political debates that we think that politics is everything. One thing that I've always known, but was reminded about on this trip, was that politics doesn't have to be everything to everybody. It doesn't have to be the thing that we live and breathe every day. Politics doesn't have to be the thing that we pay that much attention to. Of course we need to pay attention to it. Yes, we need to vote, but we don't have to use politics to define who we are. A few years ago at Disney World, a patron wore a MAGA hat at the parks, and he was told to remove it. And he didn't remove it. I think he left. I'm not sure about the whole story, but ultimately the man came back and put his MAGA hat on at Disney World, and he proclaimed, "I have freedom of speech. I have the right to wear this hat." Well, that inspired Disney World to make a rule banning MAGA hats. But I assume that's a ban against just any political attire, not just MAGA hats. You know, don't bring your political crap to places like Disney World. You know, the banning of the MAGA hat by Disney was a reminder that, hey, Disney's Disney, and it's not totally part of America. You know, if Disney wants to do something and it conflicts with rules in America, Disney will do it. Don't like it? Don't go to Disney World. But if you can't leave your politics at home in a setting like Disney World, then I think you might have a problem. This sabbatical that I took away from talking about politics was just a great reminder that we should not allow politics to be the only thing that defines us as humans and as Americans. And Disney World provides a temporary escape into this magical area where we are not defined by politics. So I totally enjoyed that. And I really hope that on your vacation, if you've taken it or haven't taken it, or whenever you go somewhere, I hope you take time to, especially if you're a political junkie, I hope you take time to take a break from the politics and don't let politics define you at a place like Disney World or somewhere where you're on vacation. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come back. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So there are more memes coming out, about this couple caught at the Coldplay concert. And they were caught, this former CEO of this tech company and the former head of HR. They were a couple, and they were caught hugging each other and holding each other. And apparently, you know, they were having an affair. And Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, said they're either shy or having an affair. Well, people are still watching this, and somebody has theorized that it's kind of like NASCAR. You know, people are looking for a good crash, And this was a crash for these two people. And so sometimes good people do bad things and get in trouble. Yeah, you got to be careful out there. Don't be with somebody you're not supposed to be with in public. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WWL. Man, this is really sad. At an Oasis concert at Wembley Stadium in London, a man died after falling from one of the railings. The guy was like leaning over a railing and fell, and he fell to his death. But he, you know, went to his death hearing Oasis. I wonder what that's like. I'm Scoot. Really glad to be back. And again, thanks to Ian and Coleman for doing the show in my absence. But it's great to be back with you. Let's get to a few of your calls. So let's go to Mac and Kenner. Mac, welcome to WWL.
Yeah, welcome back. We're glad to have you back.
Thanks.
I called specifically to thank you guys, your show and Odyssey and WWL. I was lucky enough to win tickets to see Mumford & Son and Lainey Wilson last night.
Cool.
It was an absolutely electric atmosphere. Mumford & Sons never kind of registered on my radar back in the day. I guess they came along right after Katrina, and I had some health issues, a lot of stuff going on. I really didn't pick them up, but I'm a convert now.
Yeah, good, good.
It's almost like a postcard to New Orleans. Their love for New Orleans came through right away. I mean, lead singer, first thing he said was, "Man, look, New Orleans, it's been way too long. We have looked forward to this performance since, you know, the tour was announced." But they did their show for, I guess, about an hour. Then Lainey Wilson came out, and that's specifically who I went to see because I'm a big Lainey Wilson fan. She did about an hour. The last third of the show was pretty much a combination of them singing Lainey songs. She joined in with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
trombone shorty, preservation. It was just electric. It was just the greatest. If I had to, they're going to move into my top 20 all-time concerts now.
That's really awesome. You know, I think a lot of people probably went to see Lainey Wilson first, and Mumford & Sons mm-hmm. there, even though Mumford & Sons were the main act. But
yeah, they're the main act.
They had a really interesting sound, and they didn't do what everybody else was doing. It was a little bit different, and they did it really well. And for a period, they were very, very popular. But I feel like in this area, a lot of people went to see Lainey.
They did. And what I picked up in their sound, they have kind of that, I guess, I don't know if I want to call it Irish folk rock kind of sound, something like that that they have. But they were absolutely fantastic, and I had the best time. It was just a great show. Real quick about the vacation thing.
Yeah.
We were in Europe a couple of weeks ago for 2 weeks, and we've started to do this. When we go, being from New Orleans and being foodies, we fashion a lot of the vacation around checking out the food, particularly in London, because they got so many different ethnic groups around there. You can eat the whole world there. But that's what we do. We do more family stuff. We go as a family.
That's good.
And, of course, we end up going to see some of the, you know, the things you typically want to go see. But we just found that we have more fun when we do that. Late at night, we'll find a piano bar or somewhere we'll go and sit in, and we just bond as a family. So we do more stuff than just going to see all the tourist traps and tourist attractions that you typically go
see. That's really good, Mac. And you know, I take advantage of vacations to really take a mental and emotional break from what I do for a living. And I think some people look at vacation as a time to do as much as you can. And, you know, while I did a lot at that one day I was at Disney, overall, I just had a relaxed time and was able to escape the politics of the day, which was really nice for me. And I hope people get a chance to do that.
Yeah. Last but not least, real quickly, I'll get off.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Rock and Roll Queen, as much as I like Stevie Nicks, no way.
I was really surprised to see that written in an article in Parade. Stevie Nicks, the undisputed rock and roll queen? I don't think so. We'll talk more about that later. Mac, I appreciate the call. Glad you enjoyed the concert. All right, on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1972, the movie Superfly was released, and the soundtrack was from Curtis Mayfield. This was a movie about the drug culture and some strong commentary about drug culture, about a cocaine dealer in New York City. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Hey, on this day in 1939, 86 years ago, Frankie Ford was born in Gretna, Louisiana. He would be celebrating his 86th birthday today, but he died in Gretna in 2015, and this was Frankie Ford's big hit. All right, I mean, is it okay for Disney World to ban politically oriented shirts and caps like the MAGA caps? Is that okay, or should you be able to express your political beliefs there? I'm Scoot. We'll talk about that when we come back right after the news on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.